Today marks the first day of a six-month partnership between Lyft and Metrolinx. The goal of this pilot project is to provide residents of the GTHA with affordable, subsidized transportation to GO transit stations. The two agencies are hoping to reduce traffic congestion by improving access to transit and reduce parking pressures at stations. Joining me to talk about this is Aaron Zifkin, the Managing Director, Canada at Lyft. Nice to hear from you.
Thanks for having us, Richard.
So where did this idea come from?
Well, I think it all goes back to Lyft's mission, which is to improve people's lives with the world's best transportation. And that isn't just about getting people from point A to point B. It's really about improving life for all the citizens in the cities that we operate. So this particular partnership isn't just about affordable transportation, but it's really about contributing to our city.
And in what way specifically will that happen? I mean, congestion is a problem. The parking at the stations is a problem. Part of the congestion problem, though, and this goes back to studies, and I'm sure you can talk about this, is that there are a lot of rideshare vehicles kind of clogging up the streets a little bit. So tell me how you feel about that, what your take is on that, and then how this will sort of filter down to the person who has to take the GO train every day.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen, this isn't just about gaining back time from parking. It's really about transportation equity and making sure everybody has access to a great transportation network and really improving the actual infrastructure of the city. But going back to your original question around congestion, obviously this is a very complicated topic. And there's a lot of contributing factors, including rapid urbanization and the increase in tourism. But I think all you need to do is just, you know, tomorrow when you're on your way down to work or wherever you're going, look around and see how many cars just have a single driver in them. And so we really want to reduce the dependency on single occupancy in vehicles. That's really the main culprit here. And I think by this type of partnership, innovative partnership with Metrolinx, I think we all stand a better chance of doing that.
And sort of financially then, how does this work out for the person that will be using this service?
Well, we really focus on what's called the first mile and last mile, and that's about helping people get to key stations. And in this particular pilot that we're running, we're partnering with the Exhibition Station, Oakville, Unionville, and Bramley. And users will be able to get $4 off 5 rides over the course of that pilot.
Right. So that pilot runs until New Year's Eve this year, right? December 31st.
It's 6 months from today.
Right.
And all they need to do is actually enter a code into their app, their Lyft app, and the code is LyftXGO19.
And that's for people, just to make sure that everybody knows, it's LYFT. So LyftXGO19 is the code that you'll punch in there. You get $4 off 5 rides. And if this is wildly successful, if everybody does this, will it continue past this point?
Yeah, I mean, that's our intention, obviously, is that, again, we want to improve people's lives to the world's best transportation, and we've done that through innovative partnerships, transit partnerships like this across 50 other partners in North America, and we really commend the team over at Metrolinx and in this partnership, and we're looking forward to adding to this great city that we already live in.
And what are the results in the other cities? Do they vary by geographical location, by population numbers? Or is it kind of a standardized thing? It's sort of everywhere kind of responds the same.
Well, I think that's one of the things that Lyft has always differentiated itself from its competitors, is really coming up with innovative solutions that are really tailored to those particular cities and some of the challenges that they're having. We're really focused on this idea around multimodal, and that is, let's get people to where they need to be in the most efficient way possible. And it's not just about time efficiency. Obviously, that's a critical consideration. But when you actually look at the environmental component to it as well, I'm not sure if you're aware, but Lyft is actually one of the largest purchasers of carbon offsets in the entire world. And so we are actually carbon neutral on our platform, which is something we take a lot of pride in.
And how did you choose the other cities that you're currently doing this project in?
We've got conversations all across North America, almost in every market that we're operating in today. And again, these conversations are at different stages, and we're excited that this is the first of its kind.
Oh, this is the first in Canada. But in other, in the United States, is it happening in the United States?
It is. We've got 50 other partnerships like this across the United States.
Right, and how were those locations chosen?
It really just depends on the type of partnership and whether or not those type of challenges that they're experiencing our platform can solve.
Right. And so the stations here that we're talking about are Bramley, Oakville, Unionville, Exhibition. How were those stations chosen?
That was really a close partnership with the team over at Metrolinx, and really just trying to figure out some of these stations that we think we could add a lot of value to. And obviously, each of those stations are located in different parts of the city with mm-hmm. different demographics. And so we're going to get a lot of great learnings together. And, one of the things that we take a lot of pride in is, again, sharing data and making sure that we're coming up with great tailored solutions. And so, one solution for one station might not necessarily be the silver bullet that we're looking for, but we want to get really collaborative, not just with Metrolinx, but making sure that the users who are using this program really understand the benefits of Lyft in this first mile, last mile partnership.
And just before we just got about a minute left. Tell me again, first mile, last mile, exactly what does that mean? It's a slogan. It sounds like a corporate kind of doublespeak a little bit, but what does it actually mean?
No, I mean, the reality is first mile, last mile is helping citizens in Toronto make it really easy for them to get to these stations in partnership with local transit authorities.
So like first Metrolinx. Mile is from their house to in Lyft, and then the last mile is what? I mean, I was trying to decipher what it means.
Yeah, thanks, Richard. It could be anywhere. It could be helping students get to school.
Right.
It could be helping people get to healthcare appointments. It could be helping people on their commute getting to work.
I'm speaking with Aaron Zifkin. He's the Managing Director of Canada at Lyft. And there's a partnership that's happening here. It's the first day of a six-month partnership between Lyft and Metrolinx. And the goal of this pilot project is to provide residents of the GTHA with affordable, subsidized transportation to GO Transit stations. Once this has been up and running for a little while, let's get back in touch and find out how it's working out and if people are doing it, if we can expect to see maybe this get expanded to a few other stations.
Absolutely. We're really looking forward to this partnership and making life easier for Torontonians.
Aaron, thank you very much.
Great. Thanks for your time, Richard.